I believe that the main challenge we will face in 2012 is related to the food crisis. The prices will maintain high compared with the other years, previous years, and the volatility will be also very high in a scenario of a global crisis.
What are the countries or regions which need most support, according to your opinion?
We are keeping our eye on the Horn of Africa, especially in Somalia, try to be more present in the Sahel region in Africa, but also concerned with the events in Asia, particularly in the region that is affected by devastating rainfalls.
Mr. Graziano da Silva, biofuels have been blamed for high food prices. What do you say to people, for instance, living in poor African countries whose land is being used by biofuels?
First of all, I would like to repeat what President Lula said once here in FAO, that we, as the cholesterol, we need to treat different manners the bad cholesterol and the good cholesterol. Biofuels has a similar situation. We need to treat different those biofuels produced from cereals like corn, maize, that really affect food prices, and biofuels produced by sugarcane and other kinds of products that does not affect food security. For Africa, we are deeply concerned about what we call land grabbing, land that has been purchased by big enterprise to become producer, countries to become producers of biofuels, and sometimes for grain for exports. The main concern related to that is to that the countries do not have any kind of protection, even they don't have sometimes statistics or laws forbidding those kind of actions. FAO just finished a research in Latin America in 17 countries in the region, and the results shows that only Argentina and Brazil we have concern about land grabbing, but both countries already have start a monitoring system that could avoid future problems related to this land grabbing actions. The problem now resides in Africa. Again, many of the countries does not have, they even don't know, they not even don't have statistic to show the impact of this land grabbing action.
How will you boost the reputation of FAO amongst the donor countries like US and UK?
Well, I will start implementing some change in FAO. And the most important of them is to look for efficient savings. We already found $35 million in the biennial 2012-2013. But I'm working from now on until the council meeting in June to find another similar amount on that. These savings will be used on the decentralized office, especially at sub-regional offices, to empower our sub-region to act as the first door to be knocked by the countries in the region that will look for FAO support. So what I'm trying to do is to driven research from bureaucracy and other things in headquarters that are not necessary for our core mission, that's combat hunger, to allocate those resources at a decentralized level to provide a better performance at country level. I hope that with this, we can boost the reputation of FAO amongst the donor countries. And not only the donor countries, all countries are worried about the way FAO has been working the last years, concentrated research here in headquarters. So, decentralization is one of the very important missions that I have, and I would try to implement it from my first day here. here in this office.